Hey y'all, my name is Paige Zina, and I will be attending Baylor University in the fall. I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovering from control, people-pleasing, and anxiety. My high school years have consisted of many highs and lows that I would love to share. As I moved into my freshman year, God quickly began exposing my desire for control through the change that COVID brought, and when my brother walked through a season of illness that the doctors struggled to find a cure for. During this, I started realizing God was using the change and unanswered questions to expose a deep desire to perform for people through my grades in athletics that continued into my sophomore year. That year of high school, I began to feel anxious and could not figure out why. The anxiety began revealing itself in the way I responded to those around me. I did not let people in, and I thought that I could hide it from my family and friends, which led to living in isolation. I continued to struggle with where the anxiety was coming from when God used a second knee injury halfway through my sophomore volleyball season to show my desire to find comfort in controlling my circumstances. Discouragement and anger towards God began setting deep into my heart. I began to put on a front that I was fine with another injury and told people that I trusted God's plan, but deep down I was questioning His goodness. With my athletics taken from me for the rest of my sophomore year, I found myself becoming more focused on my grades and how people perceived me. School quickly became something I dreaded going to because I was constantly anxious. I began to struggle with social anxiety and found myself getting nervous being around people I had normally felt comfortable with. I began comparing my life to those around me and wondered why this was God's plan for me. I thought that I would be a burden to those around me if I let them in on how much I was truly struggling. Eventually, my parents saw through the mask I was putting on and encouraged me to share what I was going through with my community group. At first, I didn't want to, because I believed the lie that they would see me differently and love me less. I came to the realization that it was something I needed to do so that I would stop living in isolation. As soon as I shared my struggles with my community group, my leaders and friends reminded me that I was not alone, and they met me with encouragement, constantly checked in on me, and most importantly, they were praying for me. They encouraged me to attend Region for Students, which helped me find the root of my anxiety. My deep desire to control was not allowing me to trust God. I was looking for my identity in things of this world rather than in God, which left me feeling empty and alone. The Lord showed me the freedom of letting people in and reminded me that the people around me loved me despite what I was struggling with. I started to see His goodness even on the hard days and was reminded that His plan was so much sweeter than mine could ever be. It says in 2 Corinthians 12:9-10, "But He said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. Therefore, I will boast more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses and insults and hardships and persecutions and difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" This reminds me that my weakness is part of God's plan, and to trust in the Lord through any circumstance. There are still times I try to do it on my own, have insecurities creep in with my friendships, and days I struggle with social anxiety. God has used His word, His spirit, and His people to remind me that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I can trust God, and He is good. As I have continued to share with my community group, I have been met with a picture of God's love for me with their example of patience, encouragement, and reminding me of truth. As I close, if any of you struggle with control, anxiety, or people-pleasing, I want to remind you that the Lord's plan is much sweeter than you can imagine, and that our freedom in Christ takes what robs you of joy and turns it into a peace that surpasses all understanding. From John 10:10, we read, "The thief wants to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus came to give us freedom." Trust that freedom, even in the hard moments. Don't carry your burdens alone. Trust God's plan. I can tell you from my experience that that is where true life is found. Thank you for listening to my story.